How's the finally come back home, play your first regular game in, what, 6 weeks?
Yeah, it's been a while, obviously. After the Christmas break and the two road series before, it's good to be home in front of our fans and hopefully feed off their energy. I mean, I know because Christmas break, the last 2 weeks won't be around, but we're excited to be back and playing at home.
Kind of ended the first half on a hot note there at Michigan State. What did you do to try to keep that going over break?
Yeah, I think it just comes on to playing hard and being strong on pucks, doing the little things first. I mean, I know that week I had a long talk with Grandpa Tony and went over some video with him, and the message was essentially like, you need to be better, be a little more, you know, you can bring more. So I kind of took it on myself and wanted to have a positive weekend against Michigan State. I'm glad I did that. But now I hope I can build off that and keep becoming the player I want to be and contribute as much as I can.
Was there anything specific that you saw when you're going over the video? Or?
Yeah, a lot of times I just wasn't getting the pucks quick enough. Sometimes I would maybe a little bit of hesitation. Also, I was just falling down a lot as well. Just sometimes I wouldn't even get hit hard. Sometimes I just get bumped. Sometimes it'd be on my own. So it was just a couple of little things. And a big thing, I was really excited for the Christmas break just because I just take a break, take my mind off hockey, just hang out with friends and family, and just relax a little bit because it was a stressful first half with school and everything and hockey and underperform a little bit. So I think the break came at a great time.
How important is that break, maybe just to kind of decompress for a little bit, maybe just get back to basics?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely needed. I mean, obviously we love coming to the rink and we love getting better, but when you get away from the rink, you don't think about it. You're not stressing out. You're not overthinking things and beating yourself up too much. So when you get that break, you just get a chance to refresh and hit the reset button and hopefully come back for an energetic second half.
You guys ended on a high note, but kind of struggled with the consistency there towards before the break.
Yeah, overall, I think we underperformed our first half. We're definitely not happy with the way we played in our first half. And we come here because we have high expectations. We expect to win. We expect to be a contender. And the thing we got to do right now is start playing to our potential and maximize our opportunities and talents. And the only way we're going to do that is by working our butts off.
Coming back, there really are no easy games in college hockey, but the class you're playing, Merrimack and possibly UMass Lowell, two teams that would be in the tournament today. Is there a little bit of an added importance to about the fast start?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be a big weekend for us. We want to get off playing our hockey, playing our game, playing fast, relentless hockey. And it's nice we get two really solid, deep opponents. Because you want to play against the best. You want to get a measuring stick. It's always good playing a ranked team that's in, as you said, in the tourney at this point. So we're definitely excited.
You mentioned working both to some physical things and technical things on the ice, and then your mental part of the game. Is there anybody who helped to get through either one or both of those situations?
Yeah, I talked to a mental coach named Sean Goodsell for three weeks. I would just text him every day and tell him what I wanted to do, and he said it wasn't a confidence thing with me, it was just my thought process. A lot of time I'd be going in and saying things, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do that, but because I was focusing on that, that's exactly what I did. So it's just kind of an interesting thing. But and then talking to Patoni, just seeing video and seeing it with my own eyes, it was definitely helpful because I know I can work harder in certain areas and be quicker on pucks. And just seeing that on video, when there's different examples when I was going hard and other times where I wasn't going hard enough, it's just nice to see that visually.